You are now listening to The Show with me.
Well, hello, it's me again. I'm back. We've been gone for a week because we didn't have a Monday. Anyways, hello, Sam, Gabe.
Hello.
Hello? Is your mic on?
I think his cable actually ended up snapping. That's a very strange. That's a very not nice.
Yeah, we'll just let Sam figure that out for a second.
I think cable gone. He ate it.
Oh.
He got hungry. He took away his own mic.
Yeah, give it a little look real quick.
We're scooching. Okay. Well, that's all right.
Well,
we'll figure that out one of these days.
We'll figure that out in a minute.
Nope. Still nothing.
Still not working, Sam. You got it. Keep looking.
Somebody.
Technician Sam to the rescue to fix his own stuff, I guess.
Wow, okay. He turned on his phone.
He's got his phone flashlight. He's going under.
He's got to look at our wiring. See what got unplugged.
What did you say? Okay, we're going to keep talking?
Yeah.
Well, while Sam's working on that, Gabe?
Hello.
How are you feeling?
I'm like Garfield.
Yeah, Sam. It's Monday. We don't like Mondays. But you should like Mondays, because that's when we're on the air.
Yes. Yeah, that is exactly
that's my
why
advertisement for the day. That's me self-promoing.
We plugged ourselves.
We plugged. I love plugging my show on both my show and other people's shows, because I am a leech.
Yeah, I mean, you do sometimes
I
steal
am a leech.
Other people's...
I steal ideas, and then I do not credit.
No. That mic is still not working.
Yeah, Sam's still not working, dude.
Do you want to... We have a second studio that has another mic, or we can just split this one.
Well, we can just share this one.
All right. You guys are going to get closer together. Share a mic.
Ooh. We're going to, like, kiss.
No.
Let's not.
He's just scared.
Not on the air.
Aw. Afterwards?
Huh?
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 Hello?
Hello?
Who said that? It wasn't me.
Talking to the mic, Gabe.
But we're both, like, sharing the mic.
Yeah, you gotta just alternate. I'm just watching this. You guys leading away from
each
other. You wanna
play rock, paper, scissors?
No.
Who gets the talking privilege?
Oh, we could flip a coin. we could definitely flip a coin. I got a coin right here. Hold on.
Is it coin purse?
No. It's not a coin.
Yeah, let me flip the coin. Give me the coin.
Hold on. I got to give you my specialty coin that I use all the time for flipping coins. If I can find it.
Does it say heads or tails?
No. It is a double-headed coin. I want one of those. I want one of those so bad. So
heads.
I can always win.
Gabe calls heads.
Of course you would. That's a quarter. Hold on.
Quarters work?
No. I'm looking for... there it is.
Change to throw in the air.
There it is. My specialty 50-cent
half-dollar
coin.
Half-dollar silver coin?
It's not silver. It's just a half-dollar.
I thought that they made those all silver.
I forgot who's on this one. Is that Kennedy?
Yeah, it's Kennedy.
Yeah.
It's actually me.
He's got the low taper fade.
Ooh.
Don't. No.
Call out his hairstyle, please.
It looks from in 2D. It looks like a mohawk.
It is. It does not.
It, dude. Tell me right now that doesn't look like a mohawk from 2D.
Gabe, if we're gonna do this, you gotta lean over a little bit more so your hair's not in my eye, please.
Why are you looking at my hair? We're looking at hey guy's hair right now.
Please move over. Oh my gosh, it does look like a mohawk.
Give me the coin.
Oh my, it does look like a mohawk.
I'm gonna flip it. Heads, Gabe gets talking privilege.
Yeah.
Tails, Sam.
Flip it.
Yeah.
It didn't make a ding.
It didn't make a ding. I gotta try again.
It's quite upsetting, truly.
Yeah.
Come on, flip it. It made the ding.
Tails.
I get talking privileges.
Yeah. Sam gets talking privileges. Gabe just has to shout from the background.
How upsetting. That's gonna sound so good on air. Oh my gosh.
I can play this game.
Oh no.
Hello.
Hello.
Okay. So what's the topic of discussion after we...
I don't remember.
...had to deal with that? That was a mess.
This is a wrench in our plan.
No, this is less of a wrench than it is a jackhammer in our plans.
Who ate the microphone? Riddle me this.
Who ate the microphone? Was it Sam? Maybe.
That's a really good question. I don't know. I'm not certain.
We aren't sure.
Sam got too hungry pre-show.
Yeah, Sam got a little hungry. The school food wasn't enough for him, so he had to go and eat the little, he had to go nibble on a mic cable.
Just a little nibble. Just a little taste of treat right there.
All
right,
anyways, today's topic.
Today's goal.
Today's topic. What is the best flavor of ice cream?
The best flavor of ice cream? That's a pretty difficult topic, I'm going to be honest.
It's vanilla.
Basic.
No. Boring.
Well, chocolate tastes bad and strawberry is fake.
Okay, well,
I will beat you with a blunt object.
Here's the deal. Here's the deal with vanilla. Vanilla is good with sprinkles.
Mm-hmm.
You throw sprinkles on it, it's good. It's crunchy. It's got flavor. It's nice, tasty with texture. Beautiful. Vanilla on its own, boring, upsetting,
shame,
and makes me sad. You make me sad, Gabe.
Shame.
That's why you don't have talking privileges right now. You sit in your corner.
You sit in that corner, and you stay in that corner. You get talking privileges later, but right now Sam is arguing.
Exactly. So
start the 5-minute timer.
Yeah, you know what? Yeah, I'll start a 5-minute timer. I'll
start a 20-minute timer.
No, that's the whole show.
Exactly.
I'm giving him 5 minutes. Sam, you have 5 minutes. Make your point.
5 minutes to make a point? My point is that vanilla ice cream is a boring flavor, and if you enjoy vanilla ice cream by itself, you've got a problem. But personally, my favorites, I'm split between two. Two I'm very split on. Mint chocolate chip and orange dreamsicle.
Both of those are bad choices.
You are just wrong. You are just wrong, Kieran. Mm-mm. What do you think?
Strawberry.
Strawberry.
Obviously.
Bad.
No, you bad.
Bad.
I have seniority.
You have seniority.
This is my show.
I'm the second year here. I'm the senior.
Overthrow him.
Oh yeah. Well, I could just turn you off.
Oh.
I could just turn your mic off.
You did it twice. I've been muted twice.
Yeah.
One by my own accord, and one by.
I can keep doing that.
That is rude.
We only have one other mic.
I win. I'm power tripping. It's simple as that. I'm a corrupt government official, and I am going to be abusing that power.
All right. So you're wrong, Gabe. What about you?
Are we switching to my talking time?
No, Sam, you still got 2.5 minutes.
Oh, I still got 2.5 minutes? Okay.
Argue your point.
My point is orange dreamsicle is an amazing summer flavor. Like, you think
why?
Summer. Why? And orange dream. It's orange.
That tells me nothing.
Have you actually had an orange dreamsicle?
No.
Like, truly?
I've had an orange, and I've had a regular dreamsicle.
So you don't know what orange dreamsicle is?
No, I don't like orange things.
Huh?
I usually don't like orange.
Well, listen. Eat orange dreamsicle once, and enjoy life to its fullest.
Nah.
Yeah.
Nah.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
Yeah.
No. Nah. You still got a minute left.
I still got a minute left?
Yeah.
Okay, then in that case, the worst flavor imaginable would have to be...
I can win this for you.
All right.
Pineapple.
Pineapple? What? I don't know. That's an interesting one.
I like pineapple. Shouldn't be in ice cream. Same way it shouldn't go on pizza.
I mean, okay, listen. Oh, listen, that second one, I'm going
to... I'm going to keep doing
okay,
it.
Hey, that's
I'm gonna,
rude.
I'm going to keep doing it.
Okay, listen, here's the deal with pineapple. Here's the deal with pineapple on pizza, okay? Some places get it right, some places get it wrong. That's just the way it is.
Yeah.
There's a way to do it, and there's a wrong way to do it.
And the wrong way is the way it's usually done.
Yeah,
hence
which is
the
sad.
Reason pineapple on pizza is an abomination.
That's why it usually sucks. Because they don't make the pineapple soft enough.
It's supposed to be soft?
Yeah.
No.
You're supposed to cook it so that it's soft.
Cook the pineapple.
Yes.
Why?
Cook it.
Why cook the pineapple?
So that it's
pineapple's best cold. Pizza and pineapple do not mix because pizza should be hot. Pineapple should be cold.
Okay, but
unless it's cold pizza, which I really like.
Here's the deal, though. The pineapple becomes sweet when you cook it.
And it wasn't before?
No. Pineapple's not usually sweet. It's usually
stingy. I think they are.
Stingies. It usually just stings your tongue.
Well, yeah, you're not supposed to eat it with the spines, Sam.
No, I don't eat it with the spine. It's because of the acid in it. It burns, kind of. It's tingly.
I was going to say, if the pineapple is burning your tongue, you are weak.
I'm not weak.
You are a small man.
That's not what I meant to say.
I'm 3 inches taller than you. You know that.
You're right.
Anyways, your time is up. You don't get mic privileges anymore.
Get out. All right, my turn.
Make your point now.
Okay, vanilla, good. Basic, maybe, but vanilla all-rounder. Everybody can enjoy vanilla. Chocolate, ew. Fake chocolate ice cream, boo.
I agree with the chocolate one. I love chocolate. I hate chocolate-flavored things.
Yeah, it's just like fake, like condensed chocolate.
I will eat the crap out of Hershey bars and Milk Duds and Kisses and Kit Kats and whatnot. But the second you put chocolate in something, I can't drink chocolate milk.
Yeah.
I can't eat chocolate ice cream. I just don't like chocolate-flavored things. I don't like chocolate syrup. I like hot fudge, but like only when mixed with vanilla ice cream.
Right.
I cannot eat chocolate-flavored things.
That's why vanilla is great. Strawberry, all
right. It's too much, but it's also not enough. Does that make sense? It's too much chocolate, not enough ice cream.
Dilute your ice cream with your chocolate a little more.
It needs to be a healthy balance. The healthiest balance is more ice cream, less chocolate.
Well,
the chocolate needs to be in the background, not the prominent flavor.
You can make your ice cream, you know? You can homemade it. You want Mike?
I waited my turn. You took it away from me.
No, I just need to make this one point. I think it's just the kind of ice cream you're getting, man.
I'm going to be honest.
Congratulations.
Actually, that one's okay.
Expand your variety, my friend.
Okay, Blue Bunny.
All right. Thank you for those ice cream brands. I don't like Blue Bunny. Strawberry.
The Ben & Jerry's one isn't even good. Okay, strawberry, I think you should leave.
It's like, most of it's fake. Like, the flavoring that they put in, it tastes like cough syrup sometimes.
It's strawberries, and then it's strawberry glaze.
Yeah, if it's actual strawberries, great. I love that. If you use actual strawberries to flavor it, but sometimes they'll use fake strawberry, it's like cough syrup. It just doesn't taste great. It's synthetic.
I love any strawberry ice cream. Strawberry is just a great flavor.
You love cough syrup. All right. Good to know. Boo
you
on that
here
one.
Don't first, folks. Sam likes cough syrup.
Do you ever go to like the thrift markets, whatever, and buy the old cough syrups?
What?
I don't know why that they act like. So if you go to like the big thrift
Sam,
stores.
Sam, I'm stealing your hotkeys real quick.
Ooh. All right. Wait for it. There you go.
That's thievery. You can't do that.
I'm doing it now.
Oh, those aren't my hotkeys. Oh, he found them.
Yeah. I found them.
Oh, no.
Got him now.
Oh,
yeah! I've got so many of these.
That's
a rim shot.
We're leaving him. He got mauled by a cat and a explosion.
I got a drum roll. I got the. I got so many now.
Thrift store cough syrup.
Denied.
You've given me so many things, Sam. You have no idea what you've done to me. I've got so much freedom now.
I did not mean to grant you this power. By the way, that count sound effect is normal.
Yeah.
We don't like normal.
We hate normal.
Exactly.
Bowling sound. What is bowling? Strike!
I've not heard that one. Oh my god.
Mad cow?
It's exactly what you think.
Yeah.
Like, I don't. On today,
you have Emerson on here?
I think so.
It don't make no sense. It don't make no sense.
Thank you, Emerson.
Thank you, Emerson. I'm going to miss him next year, man.
Yeah, that sucks. Emerson isn't going to be here. And that makes me sad.
It makes me sad.
Ooh.
God, that sound already overmodulated? Are you kidding me?
Well, you already had him like cranked all the way up. You got to understand how it
I'm
works.
Trying to make things audible for
We're
people.
Halfway through the year, Kieran. Come on. Get a hold of
Get a hold of yourself.
Get a hold
Come
of yourself.
On. Oh, is this what we're doing now? We messing with the system? What?
Hello?
Hello, Gabe.
Who let me in?
I think I was closing the door to keep someone else out.
No, you opened it. Shut it behind myself.
Oh, gotcha.
Let myself in.
Gotcha.
Hmm. So. Why?
I love this.
Who pulled the dolphin back in here? Get that man out of here.
All right. Hang on. Let me let him out.
Thank you. Okay. Right. Dolphin's gone.
No more dolphin.
Hey, guys. I'm back.
All right. Sam's back. We switched him out for the dolphin. Anyways, Sam bully Gabe for his choice of not liking strawberry ice cream.
Oh, you don't like strawberry ice cream?
It just depends.
Okay. I thought you said you liked it. So.
No, he likes vanilla.
He likes vanilla? Yeah, it's basic.
Basic.
Basic, but boring. With sprinkles, it's good.
Mm-hmm.
Anything with sprinkles
you
is good.
Or with chocolate vanilla. Chips.
Would you consider sherbet ice cream?
I love sherbet, yes.
Like rainbow sherbet?
Yeah.
Orange sherbet?
Yeah.
Lime
that's
sherbet?
Ice cream. Mm-hmm. Strawberry.
Strawberry? Toothpaste. What about pineapple?
Toothpaste.
Pineapple sherbet.
I'll eat pineapple sherbet. I just don't like pineapple ice cream.
I don't know. I like an ice cream cone that was like a...
Mm.
Pineapple coconut
ooh,
ice cream.
Hawaiian was, ice cream.
Yeah, it was pretty good. I'm not going to lie.
Mm.
Ice cream should eat back.
No. I don't think it should, Gabe.
I don't think I should take a bite out of my ice cream cone and be missing a part of my jaw.
Well, that's what pineapple does. Pineapple is actually eating you when you eat it.
Yeah, that's the acid.
That's the acid. Well, Gabe.
We know this. What do you take us for?
Okay, Kieran, you denied it earlier. To be fair.
Gabe.
Yes.
You versus the pineapple that's trying to eat you. Round one. Fight.
Okay, pineapple. Can we, like, negotiate?
No.
Oh, okay. All right. The first step, blowtorch. Second step, roll it on the floor. Third step, light it on fire.
What was the blowtorch for?
To warm up. I need to get my hands ready and heated for this pineapple. Otherwise, I'm not going to do anything to it.
Oh, it was to warm you up?
Yeah. What else am I supposed to do with a blowtorch?
Burn the pineapple.
That's actually Mike Tyson's secret before he get into the ring.
He just sets his hands ablaze with a blowtorch.
Yeah. You should take note of this, listeners.
Listeners. Don't light your hands on fire.
don't actually.
So first I cover my hands in hand sanitizer, and then I call that fire aspect too.
This is unique.
Mom wasn't ready for it.
What? Huh?
I was misbehaving, and she said, you're going to get it.
And then you gave it back.
I did. Tenfold. I lit my hands on fire.
Fire aspect too.
Mom was not ready.
We what do not... This?
Do I have a turkey gobble?
Yes.
That's great.
The turkeys weren't ready either.
You know what? Just look through the sound effects. Don't announce them out loud, but like, look through them and... Okay. You found that button. Good job. Okay.
That's a baby.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I like playing that sound effect when Gabe starts to complain about something.
Boo.
Yeah, exactly like that. Yeah. Uh-huh. Uh-huh. Cry. Cry! See? Look at that.
I love these. This is great. I gotta make some more.
Yeah, you should make your own. And not steal mine.
Nah. It's more fun to steal yours.
Okay.
Because you've got... Fireball.
You can get your own fireball, you know?
Yeah, but this is funnier. Because I'm stealing.
Are you now?
Yeah.
Someone else is about to steal right now.
I love that.
I stole it. All right.
Sick.
We should clip yourself, divide it into like little... clips and just be able to like have a full-on conversation by using all of your little sound hotkeys. Just fireball, hello, meow, like top
no,
three sounds.
We're not doing meow. We're not
we are
doing
not
meow.
Doing that. We have been doing that all day.
Oh,
do we
fill in the listeners?
Do we want no? They don't.
Listeners, we've been stuck in this studio for 2.5 hours, and Gabe and some of the other studio members decided to meow repeatedly. For most of those 2 hours.
It was a group meowing session. We had it.
It
we were meowing.
Monday morning.
And Garfield came out of all of us. And we were not having it.
Indeed. It's a pretty slow start of the week, I'm going to be honest.
I meowed like twice.
It was at least five times.
Meow. That's all that I did.
Six. Six meow.
At least six meows.
I had at least 130. I was counting the meows.
Meow?
I could tell. Nurbel. Yeah. We hate Nurbel.
Kill Nurbel.
Whoa, that's pretty far.
That's what Garfield did in the new movie.
He kills Nurbel?
Chris Pratt Garfield. The plot of the movie, Chris Pratt goes on a soul quest to find the easiest way to kill Nurbel.
Oh what? My gosh. Usually he just puts him in a box and
it
mails
all goes
him
back to the box and mail him to the Himalayas. That's
where,
how it works.
Where does he usually mail him to? Abu Dhabi?
I think so.
I think it's Abu Dhabi.
I think it's Abu Dhabi.
Yeah.
You should try mailing him to France.
Nurbel.
Gabe, please. The French aren't real.
Since when? I thought that was Italians.
No. France isn't real.
France.
What about Olive Garden?
It's
Olive
not
Garden is Italian.
What's French food?
What's French food?
Escargot.
Baguettes?
Which does not exist.
What? Wait, what?
Isn't escargot like
snail.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah. We know all about the snail.
That one that chases you?
And it's Christmas.
We know all about the snail.
Didn't we lock it in a jar?
Not a jar, a metal tomb.
Isn't it sitting like above studio?
Yeah.
Okay.
Listeners, any of you who made a deal with a genie to get hunted down by an immortal snail, you're safe. We have it trapped in a metal sarcophagus on the roof of the studio.
Unless it gets out. It got out. It's escaped.
It got out. It got out.
It's going.
It got out.
It's going your
direction. It got out.
It's going your way. I'm sorry. We have definitely just freaked somebody out on the road. I'm so sorry. Dear listeners,
the snail's escaped.
No!
Yeah, we're not getting that guy back.
Yeah, he's not. If we were fast enough, we could probably go over there.
Yeah, I mean, it is a regular snail.
It's just an everyday snail.
It just happens to be impossible to kill.
Imagine if it's Turbo.
Oh, no. God, if it was Turbo, that would change the whole dichotomy of that.
Who do you
of
think
that coffee pasta.
In a race? Turbo or Sonic?
Turbo. Turbo.
Sonic has to go fast.
That is his whole ordeal.
Turbo's just a race car.
Well, see, here's the thing. Sonic's got to go fast. Turbo is fast.
Yeah, but his deal. Sonic has the ability to go faster.
What about Lightning McQueen?
Lightning McQueen is speed.
Yeah. He is speed, so. A race between the three would be pretty close.
There's Speed Racer in there, too.
Speed Racer? That's just a dude in a car.
Captain Falcon.
Why is he here?
What was the other one? Fox?
Fox? No.
Commander Fox?
The Flash. Yeah, the Flash would win. We gotta keep him out of that one.
He's not allowed in that
race.
He's
not allowed in this race. Who else?
He has access to the Speed Force.
Who else
he's cheating.
Is fast enough to go into that
Quicksilver?
One?
Quicksilver?
Nah, he died.
Kind of sucks, but
yeah. It's actually they killed him after one movie.
Exactly, like one movie. One movie. Same.
He was in one.
Man,
they really should have made another Ultron movie. It should have been two movies at most. Because oh my gosh, Ultron is so cool.
He was supposed to be beautiful.
He was.
He was. He looked great.
Some of the quotes from that movie are actually really
really
you're gonna
good.
Have to speak a little louder.
It's like a really well-written movie
if you pay attention to some of the quotes, like take them out of context, they're really philosophical and you like
and then you remember that they're written that they're spoken by a robot
who wants to destroy everything
and
may
then
I
you remember
you?
That it's Marvel and then you forget
it's like existentialism though
yeah but it's like
Gabe, he tried to destroy the world.
He tried to blow up the planet by dropping a city on it.
Yeah. And he almost succeeded.
Yeah.
He was this close.
What do you think existentialism is?
Not that.
Hold on, let me look it up.
You mean nihilism?
What?
I thought that one was the one where you don't care.
I don't know. I don't know all these strange words you're throwing at me.
Existentialism.
It doesn't make sense.
Nothing does.
All I'm saying is there needs to be another Ultron movie. There should have been. There should have been. Or they need to now.
I thought they, killed him off.
They did. He's dead.
Round two?
Hopefully.
Isn't that how he, showed up in the first place?
No.
He just,
he killed Jarvis.
Yeah. He just was like, Hey, what are you doing here? I'm going to show you the internet. Oh, this sucks. I'm going to eat you now and just...
Yeah, literally, Ultron took one look at the internet and then decided that mankind needed to die.
Yeah, he was just fed up. He was like, you know what?
I don't know what fan fiction he saw. He was okay. Inhabiting it.
He took one look at the internet.
He saw Harry Potter and he was like, nah.
Those young, impressionable teens.
He... What?
Ultron hates furries. I don't know.
He looked at... He saw a High School Musical and was like, this sucks. Man, this is what you human beings made? Like, man, you worked hard on this.
Ultron saw the 2005 Fantastic Four movie and decided mankind needed to pay for their sins.
Okay, which one was that one?
That was the first one.
Was that the
one
with Silver Surfer?
No, that was the first one.
Oh.
The one where they turned into the Fantastic Four?
Yeah, the one where they turned
into... How many of those movies have they made?
Two.
Like, three?
They made one back in, like, the original series. There's a 2015 one that didn't exist.
Yeah, it doesn't exist. It was.
And then they're making a new one, and Pedro Pascal is Mr. Fantastic.
Ah.
I'm not sure how I felt about that. Joseph Quinn, Eddie from Stranger Things, is the Human Torch.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. Okay.
There's the thing in the Invisible Woman. The cast has been announced. They haven't started shooting it yet, as far as I know.
Is the Invisible Woman a real person?
No.
Okay. I figured it would just be like CGI, right?
It'll be CGI.
They don't actually have somebody.
The thing is also going to be CG. No practical costumes for the thing, unfortunately.
Are they going to have the original guy who played the thing?
No.
No?
Mm.
Oh.
They recasted the entire movie?
Yeah, dude. It's a reboot.
Boo.
How many times are they going to reboot it before
this is the last time.
Before they actually make it.
This is the last reboot. Like, I'm just hoping to see Dr. Doom be played well.
I want to see... The Silver Surfer again.
Also,
man.
The movie is taking place in the 60s.
Yay!
Huh. Okay.
Yep.
How's that going to work?
Multiverse.
I get... Okay.
That's how the comics worked.
How the comics worked. They're trying to play it like original, hey, the Fantastic Four were made in the 60s, so why not make the movie in the 60s?
Yeah. Yeah.
Think they're going to have old cars?
Oh, yeah.
Definitely. If they don't, it'll be kind of weird, Gabe, to see a
2021 Honda Accord hybrid.
The Kia Soul.
Stingray. We'll definitely see a 63 Stingray in there at some point.
Oh, please?
I hope so. Mm-mm-mm. Sky blue, Fantastic Four logo on it.
Wow.
Oh, it'll be in the 60s. If we see a Fantastic Four van... Like, minivan?
I want a Volkswagen.
Yeah, the Volkswagen van?
Dude.
Like the hipster van, but it's the Fantastic Four logo?
Yeah.
Hit it out, too. I would love to see, like, what they do with it.
James Bond gear.
Yeah.
I want the James Bond oil slick on that thing.
I mean, you're flashing it back all the way to the 60s.
Exactly.
As well. Really get into it.
Mm-hmm. There need to be some references.
I just need... To see the Silver Surfer again.
Yeah. He'll probably be there.
It's like, I'm not going to lie. I liked those Fantastic Four movies.
Yeah.
Those early ones.
They were pretty okay.
They were pretty... Yeah.
I hated Dr. Doom.
Mainly because I was just...
They did him bad. They did him dirty.
I think it was just because I was a kid growing up and I saw those movies. I was like, wow, this is cool.
Mm-hmm.
But I didn't really comprehend it at the time. That these movies
It was a bad movie.
These movies were pretty mediocre.
Mm-hmm. But, especially the 2015 one. Like, holy crap.
2015 one, I still don't know how to feel about that one.
Bad.
I feel like they need to stop trying to remake them over and over again. Like, here's
Gabe,
the origin story. And then here's the origin story. And then here's the origin. Like, how many times?
That's what they did with Spider-Man Homecoming. It was like, everybody knows the origin of Spider-Man. Why don't we just throw him in when he's already got his spider powers?
Yeah, just like, here. And he was there.
No origin.
I still think that what they did for Spider-Man Far From Home was amazing.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, my gosh. That was
great.
So good.
Didn't
Such a good movie.
Robin for Tony Stark?
Pretty much. But that happened in the comics, too.
Yeah. And it was only for a little while, you know, until the
It's only for a couple movies until Iron Man died.
Age of Ultron. Yeah. Not Age of Ultron.
Infinity War.
There you go. Thank you. Man.
Yeah.
What was the new Ant-Man?
Quantumania. It sucked. Don't watch it.
I did. I watched it on a flight. I was in the air watching this movie, and I was confused.
Personal
Don't watch
review.
Madam Web. Do not watch Madam Web.
Yeah, no. Have you seen Madam Web?
Yes. It was bad.
Personal review. Personal rating, 1 to 10.
Personal rating, you want it?
1 to 10.
0.5.
Wow.
Do you want to hear an actual line from the movie?
All right.
Hit me with
it.
You are the madam of this web. You are Madam Web. That is a quote from the movie.
Hit the explosion sound effect, please.
You got it. Let me hit.
Just cramped.
Ah! I cannot believe that movie got written.
They did...
That was the AI writing.
Yeah, exact. Dude, it's like you can tell Madam Web was written by ChatGPT. It was a bad, bad movie.
So, wait, are you serious about that?
Yes. That is a line in the movie.
Find the scene, Gabe, but don't play it because, you know, some of the people might have not heard it, seen the movie already. And we don't want to spoil them on their own adventure.
Dude, wait for the movie to come out on free, on digital. Do not go to the theater. Do not give Sony money for this movie.
Oh, Sony made it?
Yes. Do not watch that movie.
It's going to be like Morbius.
It's made by the same people. It's the same director and producer. It is abysmal. The fact that those two are still getting work after Morbius.
That is... Wow.
I am in awe that Avi Arad is still able to make movies.
And you know what's weird? Sony did Venom.
And Venom was good.
Venom
they
was
had
good.
Good directors.
First one and second
good writers.
One.
First good writer, and second good director.
One. Yeah.
Morbius was not.
It was all right.
There was 1 minute between the death of the main villain and the end of the movie. A minute.
That's called a quick resolution.
It wasn't.
There was no resolution.
The villain died. It was a long shot towards Morbius' face, and then the credits rolled.
Are you... And then nothing else?
That's the movie.
They really wanted to make sure you understood that this was the end of the movie.
Then we successfully tricked a multi-billion dollar corporation into re-releasing the movie, and it did worse.
And it did worse the second... It lost, like, how many... Was it, like, a trillion?
No.
Like, it lost a lot.
It literally... They made a... hundredth of what they spend on it.
Wow.
It was a terrible movie.
Wow. You heard it here, folks.
And that's why we steal. No, do not steal movies.
Whoa.
You wouldn't download a house.
You
yes,
wouldn't
I would.
Download a car.
I mean, I would, but like...
How would you do that?
Easy.
Plug
right
the
click.
USB charger into the house and...
Right click,
get
save
a,
target as.
Get a USB...
No, right click, save target as.
Would that work?
Control-Z, Control-V. Control-S.
Control-S on
save.
Your house.
Yeah.
How do you do that?
Control-S.
Do you plug the keyboard
no,
into
you just
the
say
outlet?
It out loud.
Oh, you just...
I've already copy and pasted the whole studio.
Oh, really? Where'd you put it?
Antarctica.
Is that why it's so cold out
this
morning?
Piracy is just copyright infringement. You're not stealing.
Okay. Gabe, we should...
Piracy is... piracy is fun when it's pirates in the olden days.
There be treasure.
And it's also funny when you get to laugh at the corporations who are trying to gouge you for $50 a month for streaming. But don't do it. It is illegal. Don't pirate things and sell them for profit.
Illegal.
We do not endorse it.
And we don't sell things that we pirate.
Yeah. Here's PSA. Quick PSA. Don't pirate things. Especially if it's like an indie project, right? Like,
right.
You know, like if it's just made by like a couple guys, pay the money for it.
Fund the product.
Fund the
like.
Products if that you like. If it's a bad thing, if it's like bad, well,
it's
let
a
me think here.
Multi-billion dollar company.
If a multi-billion dollar company makes a terrible movie,
wasn't it like the first quadruple A game that was bugs?
Skull and Bones.
Yeah,
it's so bad.
What happened to
it? It's a Ubisoft game, and they had the gall to call it the first quadruple A game, not understanding that triple A means studio size.
Yes.
Oh.
Not quality of game. But that just goes to show it's a terrible game, and Ubisoft needs to make single player
isn't
again.
It like They tried to do
Black Flag.
Yeah, they tried to do Assassin's Creed Black Flag, but like remove the Assassin's Creed part of it.
Yes, and it was terrible because you can't do out of ship combat.
And then they charged $70 for
it. $70.
So you're telling me I can't plunder?
No.
Outside of my ship?
Nope.
That's it. Just ship.
Just boat.
Didn't they give the ship a stamina bar too?
And yes, and there are a total of 5 boats.
5 boats. Really?
And again, $70.
$70.
You know, it's so lackluster. It feels like stealing.
It is. It's bad. It's the main problem with gaming now and with movies. People are just, ever since AI has started happening, it feels like more and more things are written with AI. It feels like the game was written with AI.
I mean, Skull and Bones was, they teased it a long time ago.
And it was bad.
It was bad.
It was like they teased it like 7 well, years I mean, ago, the and trailer, then they made it, and then it was bad.
The trailer looked good, though.
Yeah, the trailer looked great, and then the beta happened, and we were like, oh, this is bad.
Well, it was a beta at the time, so you're like, okay, they'll improve upon this.
No, they made the beta, they opened the beta 2 days before they released the game.
Oh, you don't do that.
No.
That's not how you test a game.
Mm-mm.
That's like, oh.
Your beta tests come years before final release.
That's like adopting, like,
Fortnite was in early access for 3 years.
Yeah.
Yeah, most of my games.
Well, I mean, it also had a shop in early access, and which was kind of odd. But
no, because it was a free game.
It was a free game.
It's still a free game. Lethal Company is not a free game.
Is it still in the early access?
Yes, okay. But it's a good game.
Yeah.
That's the thing.
Yeah, and it keeps
growing.
You
can charge for your uncompleted game if you have a game, yes. Right? If the game is there, charge for it.
If you have...
Or free trial.
Yeah.
If
Skull
it's...
and Bones, the one that I'd go
bad.
$20.
Especially for a 200 gigabyte game.
Exactly.
Yeah, why are they so big now?
It's like they forget... No, it's not even that. They just forget to optimize. It's like the least important thing to them. They want, how can we get as much money from people as possible? Let's make a $70 game and then make every optional cosmetic item in this game an additional $40.
And then,
and that is how Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3 was made.
Didn't they do it?
That was interesting.
They did do that with Diablo, and it made me sad.
They also made it a mobile game.
Yeah, they made it a mobile game.
Which, I still think that was so hilarious. When they announced it at BlizzCon, there was just people in the crowd just going, boo!
There are very few games that are good with microtransactions. I will name a few. Fortnite, good.
Yeah.
Good game, has microtransactions, but the game is free. It is a free game.
It's
also
free to play.
Minecraft. Dear God, Minecraft Bedrock Edition.
It got
free. However,
they charge you for the mods and stuff.
They charge you for mods. And that is a thing that their terms of service say actual modders aren't allowed to do. And then they do it themselves.
Yeah.
If you can make us pay money for skins and texture packs, you need to let other people do the same thing. Mm. Or stop doing it. You have the most downloaded game in gaming history, and you are charging people $20 for pixels.
Yes, exactly. It's ridiculous.
You are making people pay you $20 to not look like Steve.
Well, they
it's outrageous.
7 basic skins, whatever.
Mm. They have new default skins.
Yeah.
And the default skins now are pretty cool.
So you're telling me you can't, like, upload a skin?
Not on Bedrock.
Anymore?
Yeah, you can.
Only on PC.
Yes.
Not on Xbox, not on mobile, not on PlayStation or anything.
You can upload it to your account, though, I think.
No.
No?
Uh-uh.
Ooh, they got
only
rid
on
that?
PC, yeah.
Wow.
You can only do that on PC now.
That's foul.
Yeah. Do you want to know the worst part?
Yeah.
The process for doing it on PC involves going through 8 pop-up windows.
8?
Did 8.
You count? How
yes.
cool.
It's another thing. UI. Oh, the user interface
they
in modern
really
games.
Bad too, yeah.
In Call of Duty Modern Warfare 3.
Dude, oh.
That did you see how Hulu that thing
the
looked?
The Hulu transitions,
there was
yes.
a transition every time you hovered over a button.
Dude, I remember we tried to get into... We tried to do so many games, and you'd, like, try to fix your loadout, and everything just kept clicking, and there was so many boop, boop
games
sounds.
Are not made with you in mind anymore.
It was so buggy, man.
It's,
you're just
it's
money.
Sad. It, to people making, to any
hey wait no
any
no, no.
developers
we're getting some
there
we're hey gamers are cooking good
oh no I Listen, know they are
like right now we're getting Star Wars Battlefront 2 the
yes.
original remastered
the original
back
Battlefront
on console
map,
they're actually
remastered but unfortunately it like all newer games it will have microtransactions
yeah, yes. maybe but probably not
no,
as intense
Battlefront it. The new Battlefront 2. You had to pay $40 for the game, and then you couldn't even use Darth Vader.
Yes. Yeah.
They, well, no, you can, you, what do you mean you can't
You had
use
to
Darth
buy
Vader?
Him separately.
No.
Yes.
There's.
Darth Vader is a purchasable character in the newer Battlefront game.
Yes.
Yes. Yes.
And they got rid of loot crates. Too.
And they got rid of what? Loot crates.
What? No, you can you play Darth Vader in the game.
Yeah, but you have to buy him separately.
No, you jump into a game and.
You, it depends on which version you buy.
Play
yeah.
through the game.
Did you buy like the combo version?
The combo version? No.
I bought the combo
version. I bought
version.
The regular version.
I don't think you did.
I think I did, yeah, because like you jump into a game and you play the game a couple of rounds. You get enough points, yeah. and then you can play
Eventually,
any
after
of the
launch,
heroes.
They did allow Darth Vader. They did give you back Darth Vader.
Yeah.
That's probably why. But when it first came out, Darth Vader was a separate purchase.
They had enough pushback that they had to change it, which wasn't great.
Yeah, but then they didn't get rid of all the other microtransactions because it's EA. Everybody, we love EA. No, we don't. Anyways, final tangent before I end the episode. If you are making a game, don't make it a purchasable game and then charge people for cosmetics. Make the game free, then charge people for cosmetics. Don't have a charged game. Don't have a $75 game and then make people pay $30 for a cosmetic item. I mean, don't do that. If you're an indie developer or whatnot, make a game purchasable. Don't do cosmetics. Or make the cosmetics free and you can earn them using by playing the game.
Yeah.
That's what other games do. That's what Among Us does.
I'm going to be honest about the free game to cosmetic thing. I know. Let me get this out. Okay.
Wrap it up.
A lot of new games are coming out free with in-game purchasable
yes.
cosmetics, and they're like $50, $60.
Mm-hmm.
That's a ridiculous price,
yes.
by the way.
Don't charge that much.
That's too much. Why do you want...
They're
listen,
polygons. They're pixels and polygons and textures.
I just want to look cool, man.
Yeah, we just want to look cool. Anyways, that's the end of this episode of the show. Thank you, everyone, for listening. We'll see you next Monday.
We're looking cool.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Bye.